Okay, welcome. I just want to make one one last year, because we went a little over time, didn't get a chance to discuss every mucker. There's one mucker we didn't discuss, so maybe just the Ketzer Nimratz, which was the Menchas Chinuch. Had a very fascinating discussion. He's a bit of a das yachid among the Achronim, I admit. The Chinuch had a fascinating discussion, very chodesh discussion. Sorry, I didn't bring lots of worship. Talk about that. Assuming, like the Deos, that we know that there are certain parts of the mace that are not matami ba'ohel. Like, classic example, an etzem mace. Right? Let's review. An entire mace, or a lot of bones, or significant bones of the mace, are matami ba'ohel. However, just a one bone of a mate, an etzem kisora, any bone the size of a barley seed and up, you know, as long as it's less than a full skull or spine or, you know, a large number of bones, that group of the details, is matami b'mago masa b'napa open. So he asked the following question: what about a metal that touched a bone? Is the metal implement that touched the bone metami bone? Or not? That's the chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. At first, he takes a davar pashut that it is. Then he, at the end, sort of second guesses himself and says, perhaps not. And the other opponent discusses assume not. It's a big chiddush, meaning the etzem is not metami ba'ohel. And then it touches a metal kli. That metal kli is now metami ba'ohel, according to the Minchas Chinuch, you know, until he sort of is unsure of himself at the end. That, I think, is if we had the sort of question of kecholo, what do we have on the last word? We said kecholo mamish. Mamish has the status of a cholo. Or no, it's just bone transmission. I think within kecholo mamish, you have to ask yourself, sort of asking another question, like, you know, if it's just strongly transmitted from the etzem, it shouldn't be worse than the etzem itself, right? Tainach might not go down a level. If it is like the etzem itself, then it's like itself. I think the Minchas Chinuch is asking here another Hakam Yimatzeh. When we say Gechol Mamash, there are two ways of understanding that. Either because it is considered part of the mace that it touched. You know, a metal key that touches the mace is like the goof of that mace. Or, no. It is a new metame of cherev, which has the din of a mace. No, the new metame has the din of a mace. It's not that it's transmitted from the mace and that it got a strong transmission of the mace. No, it is its own called a cherev. The nafkamina is this Minchas Chinuch's question. Nafkamina is the Minchas Chinuch's question. What about a cherev, the naga, the etzem, a mace? If you say it's a part of the mace that it touched, then it should be eino metame ve'ohel. Right, again, this is all lima da amar tame be ohel. Point to the amar cherev tame be ohel. So it's ain't a tame be ohel because it is like the etzem. But if you say no, when we say that it's mamish kechalal, we don't mean it's like this particular mace that it touched. We mean a cherev is its own cholol. Then you could say maybe ulai yishlomar k'minchas chinuch. So they finish dimetame be'ohel because a cherev is like a mace in general, not like the part. particular mace that it touched. Like the particular item it touched. And I think it's never pasha that if you say Shes Trunks and Mishnah, then you're going to have to say Enum Atami Ba'oha. How can you transmit Toma that's stronger? Right? That's the transmission can't be stronger. It's enough to finish that it's the same as the original. It can't be stronger than the original, or than the source, let's call it. Okay, so this Menchus Chinuch, it's a strange, it's Mechudish Menchus Chinuch. If you want, you can say the Menchus Chinuch is crazy, and it's not really possible. Shita, you know better than Menchus Chinuch. If you want to say that, that's fine. But if you want, assuming that we want to analyze what he says in Big Chiddush that the Cherev is more Tomei, more Matamei, more Chomer than the thing it touched. That doesn't make sense if it's just transmission for the bone to the Cherev. Then how can the Cherev be worth the Esev if it got its Tumor for the bone? It doesn't make sense if Kichol or Mamish means it's just considered part of the mace. Then it should be considered part of the bone. And then it should be only the time like a bone, which is not the time, but oh well, only the Mago Masa. But if you say, no, I mean, a Cherev has the din of a mace. Not because of the din of that particular mace, but a Cherev has a din of a mace. A Cherev is considered like a mace in Halacha. Then you say a Cherev is considered like a mace. Nah, I understand. This cherub was only nitma for this etzem, which wasn't time of but the cherub is considered like a mace, like its own mace, as it were. And therefore, if a cherub is like a mace, a cherub is the time of well, yeah, it's a big chiddush, the Menchus Chinuch. I would have said, no matter what long as you say, we wouldn't say this Menchus Chinuch. That's why I'm playing like, and you never have to say the Menchus Chinuch, but the Menchus Chinuch has to say this very chiddush tzad, that a cherub is like a chala, it is mamish like a mace, but not like the mace it touched, like its own mace, as it were. Which is a very, very big chiddush. Let's just say it's as, let's say, an independent din of a mace. Okay, that a cherub is an independent mace, that's a big chiddush, but that's what the Menchus Chinuch holds. You can hold that without the Menchus Chinuch. I just wanted to add that one ha'ara, and then go back to the mark, because this is our last year of the parak, of the regular semester, the regular year, as it were, and we have a lot to cover. I apologize. Yeah, look, the Ramban says that a cherub is not the time of Ovel no matter what, so it's nothing you can talk about. Correct. Very, very different. The Ramban says, even if it touched something is the time of Ovel, it's not the time of Ovel. And then Pesino says, even if it touched something is not the time of Ovel, it is the time of Ovel. Very radical. Correct. Okay, let's go by doing the Gemara then. Now, this is a long Gemara, I admit. But we have to figure out a few things in this Gemara. Let's see if we have time to discuss a few things. We're in Yodal and Rebbe is by the two dots. Amar Rebbeim, Yerayim Lamadim. Here we have a fundamental machlokas. In the end, it turns out for your Yochanan Rish Lachish, even though at first we don't really have a name. You know, until we get to Rish Lachish, and then later on we get to Yochanan. Yerayim Shalmi. From whose Yerayim? Obviously, Pshuta Shal Mikra is like Rabbi Yochanan. Pshuta Shal Mishnah is like Rabbi Yochanan. Mi Devrayim Deman, Elaim, and the Gemara knows what Pshat in the Mishnah is. Mi Devrayim Rechanin is Ganakon and Rabbi Kiva, the problem. Mi Elaim, Rabbi Devrayim Rechanin is Ganakon. Now, every line in this Gemara, Tosos, has many, many cheshbonos about, which we would go through if we had a few weeks, but we'll just have to read the Gemara a little bit naively, maybe in the simple sense. Mi Elaim, Mi Devrayim Rechanin is Ganakon, Mi Devrayim Rechanin is Ganakon, and Mi Dami. Rabbi Chinuch Ganakonim says you make Tomei into Tomei. Here, you're making Tohar into Tomei because you're burning Truma to Hora and you're being Matami it by burning with Tomei on Pesach. So that's not the same. Rabbi Akiva, Midami, Hasam Possible Tomei, Akhatar Tomei. There, you're making Possible into Tomei. Over here, you're making Tohar into Tomei. It's not the same. Name our Ksavar of Mayor, maybe what Mayor holds is that Masnisim the Abba Tomei, right? So Vlad Tomei, Rabbaman. The Mishnah of Rabbi Chinuch Ganakonim is something that was only nitma through a vlada tomei drabanan, so it's just shlishi drabanan, and you're burning it with a rishon d'oraisa, meaning something that touched an ab d'oraisa. So you're turning your shemi d'oraisa. So maybe a chanin's gonna come, it means you're turning your shlishi drabanan into a shemi d'oraisa. Dimi d'oraisa tarma alya. You're taking something d'oraisa was tahor. But my d'vrim d'vrim chanin's gonna come. Okay. At this point, it's going to be rejected. We'll see later on. And when we get to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see at least what he says these words mean. theoretically, you could have said this Shakamatari doesn't mean the exact same thing Rabbi Yochanan suggests when he says similar words on other days. But, okay, let's assume we'll assume that it does, so we'll wait till we get them. So do you say he learned from Chaniyah Chanakonim? Because Chaniyah Chanakonim is talking about making an Yisr drop, making a Tumah Drabbanan to Tumah Daraisa. But likewise, you could take Chametz, even in 6 hours when it's Drabbanan, and turn it into a, okay, point out, Tosos reads this in Library of Yochanan later. The Gemara's question was, you're talking about the 6th hour. The 6th hour is Midaraisa perfectly fine. So how can you learn from Chaniyah Chanakonim and Kiva that you can have a Chametz in the 6th hour versus Midaraisa totally fine? The answer is no, Rav Chanina's got a claim. Perhaps it's talking about taking Tumah Darabanan and making a Tumah Daraisa. Likewise, you can take Chametz Darabanan and make a Tumah Daraisa. But at first, we reject this. Amar of Shlokish Shavar Kapara, Masiz, but Ava Tumah Daraisa, Blood Tumah Daraisa. No, the Mishnah could even be Ava Tumah Daraisa, Blood Tumah Daraisa. Well, Maim Devarim, therefore, you can't learn Chametz from Ava Tumah Daraisa and Blood Tumah Daraisa. Well, Maim Devarim, Midimra, Viki, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Midimraim is not about Rav Chanina's got a claim. It's from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's not the simple shot in the Mishnah as the, but, okay, the Mishnah is put together from earlier sources, and it mentions Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim and Rabbi Akiva, and then it mentions that Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Meir once said, Mikivreihem Lamandu about Pesach, and it makes you think that it sounds like Mikivreihem is going on the previous word, the previous part of the Mishnah, but no, there was a Mishnah of a Masorah of Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim and Rabbi Akiva, which was vaguely similar and tied into the Shakamatari, as we'll see later. There's a Masorah of Rabbi Meir saying Midivreihem. The Rebbe put them next to each other in the Mishnah, but that doesn't mean they're going on it, that the Seif is going on the Risha. The Seif is an independent Masorah. Midivreihem, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. And why do we think of Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yoshua responds by Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, the tension is built into the Mishnah. It starts with Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim and Rabbi Akiva. Then Rabbi Meir says Midivreihem. Then Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't learn that from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So it starts out with Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim and Rabbi Akiva. He says, we can pray him. And then the response is, that's not what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold. So you have to sort of pick, is the Risha the more dafka, the safe more dafka? Rabbi Yeshua just picks the safe, and what he does with the Risha, we'll see soon. We did Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua would he learn it from? He learned from Rabbi Yeshua. First candidate, this Rabbi Yeshua, this non-chavish al-truma, shenavu al-safik truma. If you had a barrel of truma that had a safik tuma. Now you're stuck. You don't know what to do with it. You can't burn it because it might be tar, but you can't drink it because it might be tummy. Or I can't actually burn one. You can't spill it out because it might be tar, and you can't drink it because it might be tummy. So if it was someplace hefker, someplace where it was unprotected, you have to put it someplace protected. If it was uncovered, you have to cover it. I mean, you have to protect its tara. That means it'll be in limbo forever. Okay, tough luck. You'll just have to have storage expenses and keep it in limbo forever. But you have to protect it because of Mishmeres Trumosai from Toma. Rabbi Yeshua Mer, no. No, if it was in a protected place, leave it in an unprotected place. If it was covered, you uncover it. Basically, you put it in a situation where it will become Toma. You put it someplace which is unprotected where too many people and stuff are walking around. And you uncover it. And then you wait till it gets Vadai Tomei, and then you could just spill it out. So what do we see from Rabbi Yoshua? Rabbi Yoshua says that even Chametz, which has Sofek Tumah, you're allowed to be Metame. Sorry, even Truma, which has Sofek Tumah, you're allowed to be Metame. Likewise, Chametz, you're allowed to be Metame, because why is he allowed to be Tomei? Sofek Tumah. After all, it might or may not be Tomei. Sofek Tumah should be L'chumra. No, it's because since you're not going to drink it anyway, therefore you're allowed to be metame it. Even though it's only suffix, you're not going to drink it anyway, you can be metame it. So to the comments, you're not going to eat anyway, so you can be metame it. The Gemara says, no, me, dummy, hussam, groma, beyond, well, huffle, beyond, that's not a good comparison. Rabbi Yeshua only matured groma. That's the whole point of Yeshua. He didn't matur tumma beyond, and then he would just send me metame. He only matured groma. And over here, when you burn the truma tamea with the chametz, that's truma tamea with truma dahora, you are being metame it beyond, you're actually putting it physically, taking it up and putting it, touching something tummy. And therefore, that's only a raya for heter grama, but that can't be the source of a mayor who's not there being matame be yadayim. Okay, here we do have an interesting discussion in the Achronim here. Not in the Rishonim, but in the Achronim. that's funny. Mishmeres Trumosai means you have to be shomeret. That's what really Eliezer is saying, right? That you have to protect it, right? Even something you have to protect. What is Rishua saying? He's saying, well, Tluya, right, that's what we call Suffolk, you can be Goring Toma, but you can't be Tama Yadayim. But Mimanasha, if Mishmeres Trumosai applies, then you should have to guard it. You shouldn't be allowed to do Brahma. And if Mishmeres Trumosai doesn't apply, then you should be allowed to be Tama Yadayim. That's what bothered some of the Achronim here. That's an interesting question. Like, what is this in between? You're allowed to do Brahma, but not be Yadayim. Does Mishmeres Trumosai apply? Or does Mishmeres Trumosai not apply? The whole point of Shmira is, why do I say this? When the Torah says, Al Tase Kach Tekach, then I might understand, well, in some cases we're making Brahma because the Torah just told me not to do it. It never told you not to do Brahma. Like on Shabbos, right? The book of Hefzid, we're making Brahma. The Torah says, Lo Sase Belacha. Didn't say Lo Sigra Belacha. But over here, Mishmeres Trumosai, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, you don't have to be Shomeret. So if you don't have to be Shomeret, why can't you just be a Tami and be a Dayan? That's the question that bothered all the Achronim.
Say it's like a Svek Sveika.
It's like a Svek Sveika. Maybe it's already Tameh, maybe it's not. And even if it is Tahor, maybe someone will be Tameh, it, maybe they won't.
Meaning to be bad guy, that's just one time. But to possibly.
That's interesting.
Possible to mind Svek
Sveika. Since it only might get Tameh, you call that a heter of a fake. You might be Goren Tome, you might not, that it might be already Tome, and it might not, so that's a heter of fake. That's interesting. That has to do with the deal that is in the Akron, but I can't remember the quote, chapter, and verse. Whenever the Torah says Shmira, are you allowed to suffix, right? Or no, Shmira means to guard against the anything might happen, right? Clearly, if I give you my cow to watch at your shomer, you also have to guard against suffix damage. Okay, but perhaps that has nothing to do with this. Okay, that's an interesting answer, right? What's the svara? The svara of Rabbi Eliezer is easy. Svaras Rabbi Eliezer is pashut. That mishmeres trumosai is shayach to truma tluya. Okay, Mishmeres Trumosai, you have to guard it the same as Truma Tahora. What's the Svara of Rabbi Yeshua that he's only Matur Brahma? What's the Svara of Yeshua that he's only Matur Brahma? Mimasha, either you have to be Shomer or you don't be Shomer. So Yaakov wants to say Sveik Sveika. Interesting, I hadn't thought of that. Okay, maybe, says Yaakov. Sveik Sveika, after all, you're not going Vada. It's not like the case in Shabbos where you put water that's for sure going to put out the fire, etc. Here, you're just leaving Makom Torah, but you never know what'll happen, right? Not everyone touches everything. That's definitely possible. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua says a little differently. Says the Pnei Yoshua, he says, it's only Darabanan. Really, we don't write the Mishmeres Trumosai doesn't apply, right? Says, okay, same, he said, Marashah, he has the question, and the answers. That when you're learning is daiti, that really midoraisa it's okay. Midoraisa mishmeres trumosai doesn't apply. Says the Pnei Yoshua. Midoraisa lo shayach mishmeres trumosai bitluya. Midoraisa not shayach. It's only a chumra drabbanan. That's the difference. Very little thing is shayach midoraisa. That's clear in the word before stuff lamadam. Rishu thinks not shayach midoraisa. But there's still a chumer drabbanan. However, afilu hachi asher miyam midrabbanan tamosu biyadayim. Still an isher drabbanan to mitamei biyadayim. Right, but midrabbanan asher litamei biyadayim. Avol grama is mutter. Okay, since it's only Drabbanan, Grama is Mutter. Now here, I still think it needs a little, I still think it needs a little Hezbra, I must admit. Because if you're going to say Drabbanan, you have to be Shomeret, then why would Grama be Mutter? Either you have the same question, you have to be Drabbanan. Either you have to be Shomeret, or you don't have to be Shomeret. Unless you're saying that once something is Drabbanan, it's a little funny. Like, what's a Drabbanan usually? Because they were up to a deraisa, or something like that, right? So we might have shach, like, if you have to be shomer, you have to be shomer in Garbanan. If they're going to care about it, then be shomer in the Gamer. If they don't care about it, so unless he just has this general approach that maybe an older abundance, you know, there only goes are things you do, not on things you do indirectly. I don't fully understand yet. I'm going to say something later. I don't fully understand just because there are banan, why shouldn't we say, well, either you have to protect it or you don't have to protect it? So let's leave that as a question mark for now and see what the 20th century Achronim say. For some reason, all the 20th century Achronim have said, they must have picked it up from each other, from the atmosphere, etc. Right? The Rav Elchanan says in the Kovash Yurim, even though he then retracts. But the Netziv says in the Rav Sadeh, it doesn't retract, and the Shvi'i Eish says at a great length. It's not really a great length, it's sort of scattered through a long tshuva, and does not retract. So the Kovash Yurim, even though, you know, he then retracts it, right? He says, yeah, but I'm not really convinced. So the Kovash Yurim, Bahavim Neshalom, the Netziv and the Rav Sadeh, those are both Makoroshi, the Shvi'i Eish is in brackets. You know, it's... But he says it a few times in there. Says the Pnei Yoshua and the Shudi, it says that, sorry, they come up with a chat that's not found in the earlier Achronim, but I think it's a very, very nice lumpus. But they say, remember, we had a hakira, a little bit of a hakira about the Shmer Shmuel sign. Is it really that you have to guard it for the sake, make sure that you end up eating it? Or is it just that you can't be mevazit by being metami it? Right? So, they basically say it's Tzveidinim. Tzveidinim. After all, it says Mishra Shmuel site once. And they say they're actually two different Yisurim being Metami Truma. And they point out there might be two different Yisurim Darais being Metami Truma. One is Mishra Shmuel site, and one is Parshas, beginning of Parshas Tazria, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, B'yel Mikdash Lo Tavo, Ad Velot Yemei Tahara. And there's a big machloket in Zvachim, B'chol Kodesh, talking about the Oledes, right? The Oledes, when she is a Tful Yom. She's really a Tfulas Yom Arp, right? We say a Oledes from the, after 7 or 14 days, till the end of the 40 or 80 days, is considered like a long Tfulas Yom that whole time. It's a special Zeres HaKasif. So the Oledes, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. What does it mean, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga? So this is a machloket in Maseches Zvachim between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, Reish Lakish says that it means Kodesh means literally Kodesh. She can't touch Kutchim. This is the issue of touching Kutchim when you're talking. Okay, that's interesting, but we're not dealing with Kutchim right now. I'm sure we're less or not discussing Kutchim. But Rabbi Yochanan says there, he disagrees. Tomei Shenagava Kodesh, a Tomei who touches Kutchim. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus from a called Kodesh Lotiga, reading Kodesh. I don't really know what Pshutu Shemekra is, actually. But reading Kodesh is Kutchim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, Eino Loka. Okay, Rabbi Shlokshan, Rabbi Loka, B'chol Kodesh Lotiga, Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Loka, how about Truma? Except, no, B'chol Kodesh Lotiga is not talking about Kutchim, it's talking about Truma. So, say the Achronim, what do we see from here? We see from here, there's a lot of B'chol, whenever the B'chol Kodesh Lotiga, Rabbi Shlokshan, we always pass him like. Rabbi Yochanan, since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Hahu b'Truma u'Netziv, we see there's a lav of a Chokodos Lotiga of a Tami person touching Truma. Now, this is not so poshut. There are two machlokas from Shonam Achron about this. There are two assumptions you make about this when you're talking about a Chokodos Lotiga. A Chokodos Lotiga. Okay, says Rabbi Yochanan, Hahu b'Truma hu d'chsev. Okay, sounds pretty. B'Truma d'chsev hu chokodesh lo tiga. But here, you get into machlokas. Okay, there's a machlokas between Tosfos and Tzvachim and Tosfos and Makos. Okay, the Rabbi Yochanan here brings in a Gemara in Yevamos, which he assumes with Ventos and Makos. Simple pshat, as you might have said, it's just a different daya than the Gemara in Tzvachim. That's not Rabbi Yochanan. But the following question, simple pshat, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? You don't get Malkus for touching Kodesh when you're tummy, only for touching Truma when you're tummy. But what is very strange about that? then you don't get malchus for touching kachu in your tummy. If the truma, you get malchus for touching truma in your tummy. What's strange about that? Okay, but kodesh often means truma in chumash, definitely LP, midrashi chazal. It's funny, kachu always more chumar than truma, and here you're making truma more chumar than kachu. So it says Tosfos Vachim, and a chanami, truma is sometimes more chumar than kachu, you never know. Says Tosfos Makos, no, it can't be. How can there be a lot to touch truma in your tummy? Rather, Yochanan means by how we truma said, he means not that it's a lot to touch truma, not that it's a prohibition of touching truma. He means, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, it's hosel the truma if you touch it. We didn't know until now that a woman in the 33 or 66 days is a tfulas yom aruch who would passel truma. But truma would say to teach you that if she touches truma, it's passel. But it's not a lab, it's just teaching you the fact. Because we didn't know, whoever heard that someone has a status of tfulas yom for 33 or 66 days. So here we have a machlokas. One machlokas is Tosos and Zvachim says it's an iser. However, Tosus and Makos says it's not an iser. There's no iser. It's just a fact that she is poseles truma. Okay, so if it's just a fact, it's not an iser. And even if you say it's an iser, then you have another machlokas. The iser of the chokosh lotiga, you can't touch truma in your tummy. Now here, says the Mehiri in Shabbos, total like tangent of his discussion there. He says, the Isser is lopped off going to touch Truma in your tummy. The Isser is to touch Truma with anything tummy. Meaning, what if I'm not tummy? I just put Truma in a tummy kli. Or I put it next to tummy food. Says the Mehiri, it's all the same. No. Aser liga bitruma or Letame liga betruma, vehu hadin letame truma al yedei davar achir. Says the Meiri, it's the lav of chokosh lotiga. If I just throw truma onto a tame kli, or onto a tame food, or onto tame mashkin, or anything like that, or you know, it's lav dafka touching if I'm tame. But you could disagree. Some of the achronim say. You could say, no, it's Aser Davka Liga Bitruma Bitumas Hakof. You could take it literally. So, really, the Achronim are coming off this particular branch in the tree. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chokodesh Lotiga is talking about Truma. He might have meant it's just talking about the fact that she passels truma. She's metame truma. But it's not an iser. Or no, you could say it means an iser. And even if it means an iser, you might have said, it means an iser if she or any other tummy person touches truma. It means if I'm tummy, I can't touch truma. It's not an iser to have something else that's tummy touch truma, to be metame truma and dedaber acher. But no, the Meiri says an iser even to be metame truma and dedaber acher. So if you take the Meiri, right? The Meiri clearly holds like Tosfos Vachim. Wants to claim based on the Meiri Vamas that even Tosfos Makos moved to that part. So if you take the Meiri, then what comes out? Anyone who's Matami Truma violates to be served. Mishmer's Trumosai. And the Chokodesh Lotiga. If so, then you have a great state dinim. They say, these dinim again. To say, you can just say it's state dinim, whatever you want. They didn't. You have to have two makaros for two dinam. But they have two makaros. They say, look, there's two different prohibitions which look like the same thing. What's the difference? They say, Bichol Kodesh Lotiga is talking about Mitame Biodai, right? Even if, I don't mean Biodai necessarily your tummy, but actively, right? Do a Maisa Mitame, and that is Bichol Mikra. Mishmeres Trumosai, that's talking about Shmira, meaning even Grumma is Usr. After all, if you have to do Shmira, then even Grumma is Usr. You're not doing Shmira. But this is only Bitruma. Truma omedes la'achila. That was one side of our hakira, right? Basically, we had a hakira. Is it that it's also to be matame, or that you have to make sure that you save it for eating it, that you accomplish the goal of eating it? The answer is save you. One, the Mishresh Trumosai, make sure you end up eating it. Save it to have what to eat. Not to have what to eat, so that it will have when you eat it, so that it will be eaten, which is the mitzvah of truma. Save the chepta can have the mitzvah done. Then Michal Kodesh Lishiga, a mice of being the Tame Truma, says, what's the difference? Mishmeres Trumosai asks even Grumma. But Michal Kodesh Lotiga only asks mice and not Grumma. And now it makes perfect sense. If you have Truma Tahora, then to Truma Tahora, what applies to Truma Tahora? Both the Surim apply. And therefore, Afilu Grumma Asur. No one says Grumma is much of my Truma Tahora, Chas V'Shalom. But if you have Truma Tuluya, if you have Truma Tuluya, nothing applies. Already tell me, you can't be telling me. If you have Truma Tuluya, then only Bechol Kodesh Lotiga applies. And therefore, Maisa is Usur, but Grumma is Mutter. Right, because only Michal Kodesh Lotiga applies. So don't be Maisa be Magia and have it touch something tummy. But Grumma is okay, because no, they're Mishmeris, because how can they be Mishmeris? You can't eat it anyway, because it's Tuya. You're never going to eat it anyway. It's just going to sit forever.
This is a God, this plays the question. We generally assume that Grumma Maisa is Usur.
Ah, that's a great question. Do we generally assume that Grumma Maisa is Usur? So the answer is going to be that this is very controversial on Hayom Hazeh, like for example, Hilchos Shabbos. Is Grumma Mutter or Usur Hilchos Shabbos? Some Sfaradim hold Grumma is totally Mutter in Hilchos Shabbos. Ashkenazim assume, no, Grumma is Usur Rabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos, but Mutter, B'makom, Hefsid, B'makom, Mitzvah, B'makom, Holy, etc., etc. But basically, we generally assume, many Sfaradim assume Grumma is Heter Grumma, which fits this. Many Ashkenazim assume that Grumma is an Isser Rabbanan, but it's a light Isser Rabbanan. That they were matir b'makom tzorich. So over here, even if Grumma in general is a light Isser Drabanan, but we're matir Grumma b'makom tzorich. And here there's a clear tzorich for perhaps two reasons. The Gemara elsewhere brings up at least one reason. We can think, what the tzorich? A, the tzorich is because otherwise you're going to have to store this forever, and it's going to be, you know, a big pain, right? It's going to be a big tircha. B, the Gemara says elsewhere, if you do store it forever, you might forget that it was Tluya and come to eat it and do an Aveira. So therefore, there's a Tzorech to resolve this issue. So that's why Grumma doesn't bother me. There's a Tzorech here. Yes?
So what's the last thing you said? Why are we throwing away the mice? Why are we throwing away the mice?
Because the Merit Shumosa only applies by Truma that you're going to end up eating, to save it to eat. But if it's Tluya, you can't ever eat it. Because it's Safek Tame, so how can you ever eat it? Again, assuming now we're not kosher Shreli Yonah, right? Exactly. But putting the other side into the other pasuk, right? Taking one side of Mishmeres, making the other side a different pasuk. Okay, so this is a very, very nice Sveitinim. And I think it's very attractive based on this, and maybe we'll explain something else based on this also. Yes? The truth is, let me just be fair for a second. Then it's Sid doesn't say it about this line anymore. He says it about a... about the next line in the Gemara, not exactly about this line in the in the Gemara, but you know, he's still a Sfeitinim. It's still good enough. He still says Sfeitinim. We'll keep him. I want to mention just which line in the Gemara he does say about Jacob.
I was just saying, we just assume that assuming you're not close to Israel, you are not.
Let's get into Eliyahu HaNavi for a moment. So let's read a little more, and then we'll get back to Eliyahu HaNavi, right? How can we miss out on Eliyahu HaNavi? He has been, you know, it's a fascinating question. You know, Eliyahu HaNavi appears many, many times in these sugyas in Pesachim. So is it coincidence that it comes to the Pesach Seder? Okay.
I'm at least my Yibu, I originally intend to Svek Sveika. I don't even know if I meant like a formal Svek Sveika, but more I'm just thinking now, especially with whatever you said, like Grum in general, they open the Garbada, so it's just like Svek Sveika.
Right, the only assuming that Grum is not sort of the Ifra Din, but that doesn't work so well if you're here.
We do, but I'm saying maybe one complaint. You don't need to define every body. This is
correct. If you can assume that Mishmeris in the first place only answers Maisa, right, then you're okay. You can assume, and maybe that's what Pnei Yoshua would assume. Pnei Yoshua would assume, even though it's not a simple pshat of Mishmeris, but you know what? Who said the simple pshat of Mishmeris is the only pshat? But that would be a big fish. Right? What's the thing you're going to say? You could say that Mida Oraisa Mishmeres only asks mice to be a dying. It's like what everyone else thinks of Kodesh Lotika is. That's a big Kiddush. Or you could say for the Pnei Yoshua that, and maybe, okay, that's Sveik Sveika. O Dilma Min HaTorah Rak Maisa Biyadayim. Bitruma Tahora is Aser. And then, Midra Bonin, they Aser Grama and Truma Tahora. Midra Bonin, they were Gozer, Mice, and Truma Tlumi. But they were Gozer, double Xera. Okay. But the Daniel Shua here could mean what you were saying, but you could also say that maybe he just agrees Midra Bonin to the later Achronim. He just doesn't think they're both Midoraisa. But maybe Midra Bonin, that's what he's saying. That Midah Oraisa, the din is to preserve Truma for eating. That's one din. But Midra Bonin, it's not really extension with the Oraisa, it's a totally different din. Midra Bonin is just an Isser, Maisa, to be Metame Kodesh, including Truma. And maybe he also meant the Tzvei Dinim. He didn't mean Stam and Darabonim were Mekel. Maybe he also meant the Tzvei Dinim. His Tzvei Dinim were to something with Midah Rice Darabonim. Midah Rice that didn't preserve it for eating, one side of the Hakira. And then Darabonim is the other side of the Hakira. Midah Rabonim said it's disrespectful to be Metami Truma Biyadayim. But Big Rama, that's not disrespectful. Whenever you do something indirectly, it's not disrespectful. Okay, perhaps that's what he meant, unless he meant what Yaakov suggested, which is quite possible. Okay, let's read and move on a little so we can introduce Eliyahu Novi into our lives. Continuing. Elahar Yeshua. We still haven't figured out how he could be learning from Yeshua. That's not Chavishal Truma Shnishru V'Gasal Yonah V'Tachton Nachulim. Right? If you remember the Gasal Yonah Tachtona, remember how wine presses work. Right? There's the place where you step on the grapes, and then there's a hole on that floor where the liquid drains out into the main pit where you store your liquid. That's what you have. It's not like you step on the grapes and then you're up to your waist in wine. Not like we put this high grapes and you step on them and you're up to your waist in wine. That's not practical. No, we put a layer of grapes on the floor and you step on them and then the juice comes out and goes, it's slightly slanted, read it, and goes down a drain into the bottom pit where all the liquid collects. And then they put more grapes and you step on them, etc. That's obviously the way you build the got. If you want, you can come to my house, approach you from my house, I'll show you a got from 1600 over many years ago. And you'll see how they do it. So so what happens? You have a chavish of truma that breaks in the gabi somehow in the top for some reason. You have a barrel of truma there. You're not doing truma now. You just have a barrel of truma like from to the last round or something. And bad luck, it breaks and it falls into the gata el yona and it's about to go down to the gata katona. What's the problem? Dachtona chuntzmein. Dachtona chuntzmein. Think about it, one barrel of truma. I don't know what's it worth. 100 shekel. In the bottom, you have a full gatachton, 5,000 shekel worth of chulun tamayim. And chulun tamayim are okay. People will buy chulun tamayim. However, if the truma drips down into the gat tachtona, now the truma will become truma tmeya by touching kula tmeya. Now it'll be a tarovas of truma tmeya, and it'll all be trafe, and no one can drink any of it, and you lose all your money. So that is a big problem. So what do you do? Moda religion reshushim yachal hatzmian, and what's the case, right? We finally crafted a case to make it interesting. The obvious thing to do is just go under the hole of the gat elyona and catch it in another barrel so that it doesn't drip down, right? Even if it missed a few drops, the multiple mea, you know, just make sure most of it doesn't drip down. The problem is you only have a tummy barrel. So what do? If you catch in the tummy barrel, you save all your money, but you're matami truma. If you don't catch in the barrel, then you lose a lot of money. So you're allowed to be matami truma. What's the happening of matami truma? Obviously, you're not going to be matami truma for money. You can't do it yours for money. Happening is, but when you catch in the tummy barrel, in 5 seconds, it would have landed in the tummy chulin and the tummy anyway. You're only being tummy truma that's holich le'ibud. So can you be matami truma that's holich le'ibud to save money? So the answer is, they're more dentry yachal hazim and reviyat tariyatim. If you even have a kli that holds a revias that's tahar, and you can catch a revias of tahar wine, then you have to save it and lose all the money by having all the rest fully. Because if you can, if you have a kli that holds a revias that's tahar, then not all the wine is holich le'ibud. A revias worth of the truma wine is salvageable. So you have to salvage it. V'im lav, what if you have no tahar kli? Your choices are it'll be tummy anyway and you'll lose money, or you'll be metame it and you won't lose money. Rabbi Lezer, a tater, tell me, y'all come in. Yeah, nope, you have to let it go down and become tame, and you can't be metame yet actively. Rabbi Shua Omer, and we always pass like Shua, after come in a biyad. So what do we see? Rabbi Shua says, you can be metame this wine, because it's going to become be the whole ibud. Likewise on Pesach, that's where Meir learned, it's going to hold the ibud because it's coming, so you can be metame it. I'm Ehachi, I'm different. Then why did say me different him from the two of them? Mitavarom, but it's only from Yeshua, it's not from Rabbi Eliezer. No problem. It doesn't mean from, it means from the words of both of them, but not from the sheet of both of them, from the machlokes between the two of them and knowing which side we paskin like, right? So you call it from their words, even though it's only from one of their words. And that's what we're doing, because then Rabbi Yossi says that even Rabbi Yeshua's moda, which shows we're only learning from Yeshua. Okay, like Rabbi Shlokish said, Eis v'Rabbi Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Ani Don L'Raya. Rabbi Yossi says in a Brisa version, the Tosefta version of our Mishnah is a little longer, that Rabbi Yossi says the Nida does not Don to the Raya, meaning the Pesach case is not like the case you're that Rabbi Chanin Tanakon and Rabbi Yehuda talking about Shishi Ider was saying on my Yidu and Malach Boshu Shneim of Vlad Tovah Shosofer and Soman. Right? What's this? Remember, we had two possibilities we can debrayha. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, like the Havamina, we give her Hanima and the Pshat, Skanakonim, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shlokish says, we give her a Lazar Yeshua. But here we see that we give her a Lazar, Rabbi Shkin, Skanakonim, and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yossi said that to him. How can you learn that from Chanin Skanakon and Rabbi Akiva? They were talking about making tummy, you're making puzzle tummy, not making tar tummy. Even Tluya, you can't make tummy. So Yonah, he might come and be a tyrant. Ha-pigol and Osra tummy, and then as a side point, pigol and Osra tummy, Beishami or Meinus from Gahu, you can't burn them together, because then you're being a tummy, the pigol and Osar. Beishel and Meinus from Gahu, you can't burn them together, it's okay to be a tummy, pigol and Osar. Beisav, the idea of May, but that's a tangent. For may or may, I'm learning from Yeshua. Why did Yoshua answer that? You can't learn that from Chinniskan Akwanim and Rabbi Akiva. I'm like, Rav Nachman defends his chita. Rabbi Yossi loved a dieter. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand what may or may. There was a miscommunication. The who saw Rabbi Meir Dvar Chinniskan Akwanim properly. For Amrle, I'm like, Yoshua coming up. For Amrle, I feel Yoshua nami ainahi hamida the motor. Yoshua starts with Neatzma. Okay, so there's a whole misunderstanding. Rabbi Meir made me devrehem of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi thought he meant devrehem of Chanin Skanakon and Rabbi Akiva and said, but it's not true. And then Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, no, I meant me devrehem of Rabbi Yeshua. So then Rabbi Yossi says, that's also not true. You can't compare it to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua because they only argue about burning Tluya. Or maybe they both admit, and we'll see that's two versions of Rabbi Yossi, that you can't burn Tluya, but no one allows you to burn Tahara with Tmeya. Okay, so the Gemara just ends with this part. Why isn't it a comparison? It is a comparison. Why can't he learn from Rabbi Yeshua? He can learn from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua allowed Toma B'Yadayim by the Gat. So here also Rabbi Yeshua allowed Toma B'Yadayim. No, Shani Hasan Diga Hepsut Chulin. No, it's clear in that, it's clear from the context of that Brisa, or Mishnah, whatever it was. Rabbi Yeshua only allowed him Toma B'Yadayim because of Hepsut. Because of Hepsut Beruba. You lose the money in the Chulin. He wouldn't have allowed it without a Hepsut. And there are Pesach, there's no Hepsut. He would only allow Makom Hepsut. No, there's no Hepsut. Mask of Lord Yermia, Masis Nami, you can have to eat it. No, the mission is also a hefset of eating. After all, if you have to burn your two types of truma separately, you lose money, so you have to buy more wood. Wood to burn this, the Tumayan, wood to burn the Tahora. So you are losing money, so you should allow it to avoid loss of money. I'm only how Sabbath left room, Hush left in Mod Low, Hush, a certain old fellow said. No, Rabbi Yeshua is only making a hefset of Maruba, like you're going to lose a whole yeket full of wine. But the Hefzen Muad, you have to make two bonfires instead of one bonfire, and you have to gather a few extra sticks of wood, or even you have to buy a few extra sticks of wood for a few pennies. That's Hefzen Muad. That he was not. A Mekel. So apparently, Rav Meir learned from Rav Yeshua, just like he was Matir, being the Tame Trua B'Yadayim that was going to even anyway for Hefzen in the Gat. Likewise, he's Matir here. In the case of Erev Pesach, maybe because the Hefzid needs him. He's not matter for a small Hefzid. He's only matter for a big Hefzid. That is Rish Lakish. No, in the Brisa he does. The Brisa and the Bottom Tesvah Manalov, not in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, meaning the Brisa and the Mishnah are both true. First he said, you can't learn from Erev Yitzchak in the Brisa. Then Rabbi Yeshua said, I wasn't learning from Erev Yitzchak in the Brisa. I was learning from Yeshua. Then in the Mishnah he says, no, Rabbi Yeshua would not allow that. But really, what do you mean? I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua, Malcolm Hefzid. But Rabbi Yeshua says that's not considered a Hefzid. Okay, so much for Rish Lakish. Before we just continue, I want to think a little bit of Eliona. Eliona comes up here. And there's something a little funny if you compare this to Daf Yud Gimel, right? Which was a little bit that was really the Laura Rome's question, right? Comparing here to Daf Yud Gimel, Rome asks it on the Tchafim base when they ask Estira. But what is? But first, let's answer my obvious question: What are we talking about when Rabbi Yossi says, how can you burn on Erev Pesach even Tluya with Tmeya? After all, you can't burn Tluya with Tmeya. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us the Tluya is okay. So how can you burn it with Tmeya? How can you Matami? And maybe Eliyahu will come and tell us it's okay. Okay, is there anything funny about this? It's a question before the Lord Rose question. Is there anything funny about this line that maybe Eliyahu will come and tell you it's okay?
You know, Eliyahu Navi can't come Erev Yomtov for Yomtov for Shabbos.
Eliyahu Navi can't come in Erev Yomtov. That was what we had in Daf Yud Gimel. And on Daf Yud Gimel, there was a machlokes in Relazer Ishbar Tota and everyone else. And no one argued about this. No one said back that Eliyahu Navi can come in Erev Yomtov. They said to him, basically what happened, Rabbi Elezer ben Yehuda Ishbar Tosa said to them, if you're worried about things, then you shouldn't burn Tluyos till Eliyahu might come, but I'm not worried about things and I don't think he'll come. And well, actually, okay, I'm going to say a little different. Okay, let's think about this. So they said to him, no, Eliyahu doesn't come in Erev Yomtov. So first kasha is, let me just take a picture of the board, sorry, is that what happened to Eliyahu not coming in Erev Yomtov? So theoretically what you can answer is maybe we hold Eliyahu Navi will come in Erev Yomtov, right? Now it's a little dacha because no one actually said that. But maybe that's what Elazar Ishbar ben Yehuda Ishbar Tosa said in Daf Yud Gimel. So he said, why are you worried Eliyahu Navi will come? It must be there no Kohanim. Okay, so number one, how can Eliyahu Navi come in Erev Yomtov is a good question. Big tzarchion. But ask even better. Right, let's... What do we have here? We have in this Brisa. This Brisa is repeated again. About Chafam and Beis. Who's talking? Rabbi Yossi's talking, right? So we have a brisa, it's a tosefta, on daf tesvav and aleph, and daf chaf and beis. Rabbi Yossi says, "Aser lisrof tluya im hatameya pesach," because Shema Yavo Eliyahu v'tahering. Right. So Jacob asks, "What do you mean Shema Yavo Eliyahu v'tahering? After all, Eliyahu can't come in Erev Yom Tov." So question. One is, that Lo Yavo Be'erev Yom Tov. Okay. Could answer that Rabbi Yossi Savar the Eliyahu ba Be'erev Yom Tov. Vitzarachim. It's not clear whether anyone could really hold that way or not. On the one hand, we say, Muftach, we have a Masori who will come in Erev Yom Tov. On the other hand, Elizabeth Ishmartosis said to them, "Why are you worried Eliyahu will come?" So does that mean he was just dumb, reductive, and absurd to say, "If you're worried about things, then why don't you worry about ridiculous things?" Or maybe he thinks Eliyahu can't come. So we're not sure if anyone holds, we're not sure in Shas if anyone holds Eliyahu can come in Erev Yom Tov. Okay, but you have a better question? This is not the Malor Rome's question.
It doesn't come.
What? No, but that's not a question on this line. When do we burn chametz? The Mishnah talks about burning chametz. When is Stam burning chametz? It says Be'er Pesach. When do you burn chametz on Pesach? The sixth hour, right? Right, Tosas and Yudalim. Be'er Stam burning is the sixth hour. Right? Not Tosas says Stam burning the sixth hour. The previous Mishnah says Sarfim T'chil HaShesh. Reb Meir says Sarfim T'chil HaShesh. Reb Yehuda says Sarfim T'chil HaShesh. No one disagrees. Right? So, what if Eliyahu Navi does come? What's the difference? Who cares if Eliyahu Navi comes? You can't even either way. It's irrelevant whether Eliyahu Navi comes. It's not going to help us for Eliyahu Navi to come. Right? That's the Malor Rome's question. Because on the Chafam Beis, the Gemara asks Astira, they say, how could the Rabbi Yossi here be Machmer Antluya? Because Eliyahu HaNavi might come. One second.
Isn't that just what we said? Mishmeret Terumah. We'll say there's a difference between the burning it and being metamid.
Okay, so hold that thought for a second. Let me hold that thought for a second. So number two, even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, good. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, it makes no difference because it's chametz and aser de'anah. So who cares if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says that it's tahor or tamei? And let's say even better. Hold on a second. Who's talking here? Rabbi Yossi, right? Chafam Beis. Let's go to Chafam Beis. Remember we had a machlokas on Daf Mem Tes? Whether you burn the Truma on Friday afternoon if this year Shabbos Erev Pesach, or you wait to not burn it. You wait to deal with it till Shabbos morning, right? It was the Chachamim said you wait, and Reb Meir and Reb Leo said you burn it Friday afternoon. You burn the Truma Friday afternoon. I might have to take that back. Hold on. Let's just look at the lower room for a second. This is, the lower room is not asking it yet, but this is basically the lower room's question, if I understand it correctly. Says the lower room, whoever includes the lower room, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Yalish, author of the lower room, he says, The Iker Atam Sha'asu Lisser of Pluyim Atzmei Hashem Yovel Yovi Yitaru. The Zebachal Hashana. Avol B'mishnah Tzani B'hedya B'Pesach B'ayinu B'Erev Pesach. As lo chashin Hashem Yovel Yov. They don't Yov Bob Erev Yontif. Okay, he says Eliyo, and everyone come in Erev Yontif. This is the law. Rome's question, right? He can't come in Erev Pesach. And I'm adding, even if he does come, okay, maybe B'dochek, you could say he come. Even if he does come, what difference does it make? Like, he can't actually change anything by coming, because either way, you're burning it on, because either way, it's also around now, you can't eat it. So what difference does it make when he comes and tells you? So what do you, I think, how do you have to answer this question? I think you have to answer this question by saying that, like, let's go even to the first question. Why daf yud gimel were they very concerned about whether Eliyahu Navi can come in Erev Yomtov or not? And on Daf Chaf and Daf Tesvav, they're not concerned whether Eliyahu Navi can come in Erev Yomtov, right? Why are they concerned, right? Why on Daf Yud Gimel, then we care whether Eliyahu comes on Erev Yomtov? But on Daf Tesvav / Daf Chaf, all of a sudden no one cares anymore. We don't care.
Is it part of our focus whether or not we can stretch being, if we can mix Tame with Tame to Isser with Tame? Is that part of our focus?
Okay.
So being, this is being where Yossi would say, there's a big difference, and it's actually still not allowed, because just because Sal Shabbat up, doesn't mean I can mix it with something that's coming. You can only make something that's top. Being Asher Ba'ana is not the same thing as something that's coming. That's the cases we're running from. While...
Okay, so you want to say that, no, because the Eliyahu Navi come, okay, but let me ask a simple question. We know it's a suffix. What difference would it make if Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us that it's Tahar? Like, why is it only Asher? Let me ask the following question. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say it's usher because it might be tahar. He says usher because Eliyahu Navi might come and tell us it's tahar, right? What difference make if Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us, or if it just might be tahar? The difference is, well, if Eliyahu Navi tells us, then before all, we can actually do something about it being tahar. Like, why does he need to bring Eliyahu Navi? We already know it's a suffix. He says, but Eliyahu Navi might come and tell us it's tahar. So what? What practical effect did that have? I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't help explain this phrase. So let me tell you what I want to say. I want to say like this. There's two different meanings of the phrase Eliyahu Navi coming. Right? You ever notice that in the Achronim, the Achronim to Shas, they always like to say, well, if Eliyahu Navi came, he might tell us, etc., etc. They don't necessarily mean like, we're hoshes Eliyahu Navi's going to come. We hope he's going to come. But what they mean is that it theoretically could still be Tahar. It theoretically could be Tahar. And I think what you want to say is this. Let's even go back to he can't come in Erev Yom Tov. The Law of Rome's question. Let's go to the Law of Rome's question. Right? Let's forget my question. Jacob doesn't like it. You'll see in the end it'll work out. Ask the Law of Rome. He says, Eliyahu. Eino ba, the Erev Yontif, like on Daf Yud Gimel. So, what are you going to say here? How come on Daf Yud Gimel we said Eino ba the Erev Yontif? Forget Eliyahu Navi, but on Daf Tesvav and Daf Chaf, we don't care. So one option, which the Morom, he doesn't really. He says, well, the Gemara is a question, it's not a question, like, which basically means it's a question on the Gemara. What you could say is maybe, which is not what I want to say, maybe you could say it's just a machlokas. You could say, this is Manda Omar Eino Ba Be'erev Yontif. And this is Manda Omar Ba Be'erev Yontif. Maybe it's a machlokas. We don't find it. Shas, it's a machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas. It could be. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir holds he comes to Erev Yontif. And the Chachamim, who are in Relazer Sparto, Ben Yehuda Sparto, so he doesn't come on Yontif. Or maybe you could say it's Alumnus. After all, they're talking about two different things. And Daf Yud Gimel, what were we discussing? Whether you're allowed to? What were we discussing? to burn it, not whether you're allowed to metami it. On daf tesmon and daf chaf, we're assuming as a number of pashat that you burn it, right? It's obvious that you burn it. What are we discussing? We're discussing whether you're allowed to be metami it, right? It's obvious you burn it. We're discussing whether you're allowed to be metami it. So here, what was the discussion? The issue was heter lisruf. Right? After all, we're talking about why do you need a heter lisruf to Friday afternoon, right? It wasn't the sixth hour. Sixth hour, you don't need a heter lisruf. You keep lisruf. It was the Friday afternoon heter lisruf, the Erev Shabbos. Otherwise, what's the question? You're doing this with the race if you have something. Over here, the issue is heter lisruf. Right? Now, what's the difference? The difference is this, is that the heter lisruf, the iser of sreifas truma, right now, I'm basically, this works very well according to the statement that we said over there. The iser of, why does it also be sreif truma? It's also be sreif truma because then you're not going to be able to eat it. Because of saving it to eat it. Right? One side of the chakira. Again, I don't care if one side of the mishmeres with the rice and one side of the lotiga the rice. One side is mishmeres the rice and the other side is drabanan. One side is drabanan, the other side is mishmeres the rice. You know, whether it's a rice or drabanan, there's sveidinim here. Here, the Isser Lisrof, Mipnei Shmira La'achiva. The Isser Lisrof is because you have to save it to eat it. So the question is, can it practically be eaten? And then, you wonder if it can practically be eaten? That depends if Elyonov can come in Erev Shabbos or not. If he can come in Erev Shabbos, you can practically eat it. Erev Yom, if he can't come in Erev Yom, you can't practically eat it. And then the answer is no, because Eino Ba Be'erev Yom Tov. However, over here, here I'm claiming the same Tzveidinim. Same Tzveidinim, or it's similar Tzveidinim. Beis Dinim, like this Shita. Beis Dinim, like this Shita. The Isser L'Tamos is not because you might eat it. No, even if you're not going to eat it, there's an Isser L'Tamos. Even if you're not going to eat it, there's an Isser L'Tamos. At least meet Rabbanan, right? Even if you're not going to eat it, there's an Isser L'Tamos. At least meet Rabbanan, right? If not, meet Daraisa, right? Again, if you hold, I'll just remind you of something we said earlier. If you hold the case with the Gat was talking about real Tama, then you have to say the Isser L'Tamos, something that's not eaten, is only Rabbanan. That's what your Matur has said. If you hold like the Rambam, that the case of the God was only to Monsieur Dayan, then you say there's a Doraisa. If you're going to tell me something, it's holy for the ebook. It's just that in that case, it's only to Monsieur Dayan, their matter. The Issel of Thomas is not because Shmir Lachila. Mipnei, Issel Maisa, Shel, Tumas, Truma, Tehora. It's an Isser Maisa of ruining the Tower of Truma. It's not because you might eat it. It's an Isser Maisa of Truma. Now, what's the question? The question is, what's the status of Tumia? What is Tumia? How do we treat Tumia? So now the question is, how do we treat Tumia? The truth is that I'm not making all this up. And it's in the Shari Yoshi's more obvious this. It's because Truma, and now what's the question? The question is Truma Tluya Tahora or not? Is it theoretically? What's the question? Now the question is whether Tluya is Tahora or Tmeya? How do you look at Truma Tluya? Do you say Truma Tluya is Achalos Tola? Truma Tluya is already and lost its Tara. It's Tluya. It has no Tara, or does it have Tara? does Truma Tluya still have any tara anymore? And the answer is, it's still, let me say better. You know what? Let me just steal some state here. The answer is, every Tluya might be Tahora. Why might it be Tahora? Because in Shamayim, because theoretically, Eliyahu could tell us it's Tahor. We don't know practically he's actually going to come and tell us it's Tahor. No, it's Erev Yomtiv. He can't come and tell us it's Tahor. We just mean, and even if he did tell us it's Tahor, not clear what difference that would make. Because like, we might have shocked if we cared about theory. Even without Eliyahu, no, we would know the theory. You know, the point is that Eliyahu is not going to tell us something practical. If it's something practical, then it should apply when it's Usher anyway, and it certainly he can't come in Erev Yomtiv. Eliyahu Navi here is just a simon. It's simon sibah. You ever hear that phrase? Right? Is this saying that this is the reason for something, or this is just an igloy milsa? So he's saying, on that food gimel, Eliyahu Navi is the reason why if we shomer it. Because you might end up eating it if he came. But since he doesn't come in Erev Yomtiv, you're not going to end up eating it, so you don't be shomer it. But on daf tesbab, Eliyahu Navi is not a sibah, he's a simon. Eliyahu Navi means, I'll prove to you that there's really Tara here, that it really has a halos Tara misafik. It has a 50% chance of halos Tara. Why? Because theoretically, I know practically can't, but theoretically, you know, you could come and tell the story you mentioned it, which proves that Truma Tluya doesn't have a halos Toma on it. Truma Tluya still has a halos Tara misafik. Still has a 50% chance of halos Tara, even though he can't come. Since theoretically he could come, it has a theoretical 50% chance of Tara. Since it has a theoretical 50% chance of Tara, therefore you can't be Matami. So the same Tzvedinim that we use to explain the Grama, we can also use to answer the Lower Rome's question about Eliyahu becoming on Erev Yomtiv. Again, when we're talking about burning is only the kind of mishmeres of saving for use. So then it depends whether practically you can eat it. You can't come on Erev Yomtiv. When it comes to Tumah, that's an objective Isur Maisa. But that objective Maisa Tumah is only Usur on Tahor Tumah. We want to know, is Tluya called Tahor or is Tluya not called Tahor? The answer is it called Tahor? Is Tluya maybe called Tahor or is it definitely not called Tahor? The answer is because theoretically, Elanovi could have come if it wasn't Erev Yomtiv and we would have eaten it. That shows that whether he can come or not, theoretically, it's a Safik Tahor Gemura. And since theoretically, it's a 50% chance of Tahor Gemura, Safik Darais Lachumra, we're not allowed to be Matamiyan. That's how I want to answer the Lower Rome's question.
Well, yeah. Why do you need Eliyahu? Why couldn't you say you're waiting?
That's my point. You don't need Eliyahu.
Somebody saw what happened, and he's coming to tell us.
It's a phrase. You don't need him. It's just a phrase. It's just a way of saying it could really be true, even though we don't know. How do you say it could be true, even though we don't know? Right? Sometimes you say, Klapei Shmaya Galya. And sometimes you say, you know, theoretically, maybe, you know, somebody knows. The way we say it could be true, even though no one knows, is we don't know, but Eliyahu knows. I think you don't need Eliyahu. It's just a phrase of expressing that theoretically it could be true. Which Rashi? Right, that's true. That really is what Rashi is saying. What's Rashi saying? Not that Eliyahu Navi come and we might end up eating it. Maybe he'll come and tell us that we're retired on the answer. That's the Mitzvah Rashi, right? Well, I don't mean anything fancy. This is Mitzvah Rashi. And this is, as Shmuel points out, Rashi doesn't say, maybe, like on your gimel. Maybe, he'll, what is happening in your gimel? I wonder what Rashi said about your gimel. I wonder if he said anything. I wonder if he said anything. Maybe he didn't. What does it say? It says Shema Yavel Yoma Yoma Machar Tzedar V'yochlom and will eat them. Over here, it doesn't say Yoma Yoma come and eat them. Obviously, that's ridiculous. He can't come in time to eat them. Maybe he'll come later and tell us that it was Torah all along. Meaning, we don't actually care if he comes. It just means it's theoretically a possibility. It, can't come in Erev Yomtov. Exactly. So this is all. This is all meduyak b'lashon Rashi. Everything I just said is meduyak b'lashon Rashi. Very good.
Just go ahead. So we're just explaining what Rabbi Yossi is saying.
Right, Rabbi Meir obviously thinks differently.
So this is, I feel like this gets back to exactly what kind of saying to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua. They just interpret completely differently. So we're explaining.
Correct, this is all Rabbi Yossi. It could be this is not true, although we pass like Rabbi Yossi, so.
But Rabbi Meir, he's just, my question is, what would Rabbi Meir say back to? It sounds like sound logic.
Good.
I know Rabbi Meir would say back to this,
even Truma Tahor you can be Matame, because once it is an Isser, that's as bad as Tuma. So Rabbi Meir would just say this is all irrelevant, anything else you can burn. The question is more what Rav Shimon would say back to this, who says that you're not allowed to be Matame Tahor, but you're allowed to be Matame Tluya. Rabbi Shimon, later on Dav Chaf, would say back to this. He would say, just Tluya is okay. Why would he say just Tluya is okay? Correct. He would have a different lumbus. I agree. He would have a different lumbus. Yes, exactly. Okay, let's just try to, we don't have that much time left, but try to do what was on the top of the verse. You figure out the Rambam. So let's go to Tesvon Beis Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I know we haven't actually said by contrast what Rish Lakish holds yet, but we'll see it by contrast. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rasi Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes B'Sheish, Avol B'Sheva Divrei Kol Sorfin, Machlok is only in the 6th hour. In the 7th hour, everyone agrees you can burn Tahora with Tmeya. Meaning everyone agrees Isser is just as bad as Tummy. Once it's Usher, you might as well make it Tummy. That's what's Usher Doraisa. The only Machlokas is, can you be Matami in Isser Dorabana? That's the only Machlokas to your mayor and Rabbi Yossi. Armali Rizela Ravasi, name it for Sir Rabbi Yochanan Asis, Ava Tumid Raisa, Vlad Tumid Dorabana. Might be different to where he's got a point. If Rabbi Meir's whole chiddush that even an Isser Drabban you're allowed to be Matame, then he must hold like that Hapamina Dafidalam and base, that the Mishnah is talking about a Toma Drabbanan that you're being Matame. So just like Rechinin kind of Sanakonim says, you can go from Toma Drabbanan to Toma Daraisa, you can go from Isser Drabbanan to Toma Daraisa. Might be different to where Rechinin's got a point. Normally, and yes, it Marname, Yochanan, Masis, Baba Toma Daraisa, Vlad Toma Drabbanan. Might be different to where Rechinin's got a point. Umachlok is Beshesh, or Besheva, the rear Kol Sorfin. Okay, everyone agrees to go from Isser Doraisa to Toma Doraisa. Machlokas is from Isser Drabbana to Toma Doraisa. Let's read a little more, then I'll put on the board. Lema Sayele, that everyone agrees to go from Isser Doraisa to Toma Doraisa. Hapigoba knows where Toma Beishami Arainis from Ga'achas, but of course we don't pass like them. They still are from Ga'achas. You can burn Pigla Noser with Tame, meaning you can be Tame Pigla Noser, so that's an Isser Doraisa. And that's the Kuliyamas. Everyone has to agree with this. Hello. No, Shani Hassan, this is like Toma Doraisa. We're not sure. Maybe Beis Hillel is matter because they're already usher, or maybe because they're already Tumah Darabana. He just thinks you can go from Tumah Darabana to Tumah Daraisa, but not necessarily from Isser to Tumah Daraisa. The Tanan, how do we know the Tumah Darabana? Pigalba knows from Tumah Daraisa, Yodayim, Mi Darabana. Lame is like, yeah, they have Pasha Gif, Shoven, Ishlom, and Achol, Adam, Akel, Yachol, Achol, Matam, Tumah, Ochlin, Pervasa, which represents the Pesach, bread that got moldy, and now a person can't eat it, but a dog can. Right? The general rule is something that's never edible by a person is not Matam, Tumah, Ochlin. Something that's edible by person stays Tomei Tomas Oakland even when it spoils, as long as it's edible by a dog. Meaning that there's momentum to the status quo. So it's Metame Tomas Oakland if it has Kibetza, and you can burn it with Tomei on Pesach. Since it's inedible, you can be Metame yet when you burn it on Pesach. So that shows that that shows that you're allowed to burn something that's not edible. You're allowed to be metamic something that's not edible. Likewise, in Shashvias, it's not edible. You can be metamic it. Shani Hasim Daf Ramu, it's different because it's just dirt, meaning it's physically inedible. When it's physically inedible, you can be metamic it. That doesn't prove that when it's halachically inedible, you can be metamic it. If, so now it's going on in the Devrayim. If the Devrayim is from Chinyas Ganakonim and not from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Yossi talk about Rishu or Lozer Mogde if we never even brought them up? How can Rabbi Yossi the Rabbi Meir feel the Rabbi Meir feel Rishu the Meikel? He Meikel before gets Meikel towards Meikel. Oh, no, he was just saying back to him. You were learning from Chinyas Ganakonim. I disagree with you for my own reasons. I'm just also pointing out that Rabbi Lozer was Mach Rishu was Meikel. Even Rabbi Yossi was Meikel was only Meikel to bring Tluy with Meikel, not like you to bring Torah with Meikel. So you just bring an additional proof. But he talked to me and he mido mido. Hold on, if he's learning from Chanina Skalakonin, where Chanina Skalakonin was talking about going from Tumah Darabanan Tumah Daraisa, then why isn't that a good limud to going from Issa Darabanan Tumah Daraisa to good limud? No, here we're talking about the Basar Shinimah of Vlad HaTumah was Nitma from Mashkim that touched the Sheretz. Okay, maybe another step in between. Somewhere, but as the Rav Meir Latame, Rav Yosei Latame, Rav Meir Latame, Dabar Tzot, Mashkim Latame, Chayim Dor Banan, Rav Yosei Latame, Dabar Tzot, Mashkim Latame, Chayim Dor Baisa, the Tanya, and we bring the proof. Right? It's all the Shitasa. It wasn't talking about Tumah Daraisa or Tumah Darabanan. It was talking about Tumah Machlas Mashkim. Something was Nitma with Mashkim, can you now make it Tumah Daraisa? So Rav Meir says, Mashkin are only Matame Midrabanan. So since on the Tami Drabanan, you can be Matame Doraisa. Chamis Pshashishis, so you can be Matame Doraisa. Rabbi Yossi, no, Mashkin are Matame Midrabanan. And other things, not just the Tami Tumah himself, but Matame other things Doraisa. And therefore, that's Tami Doraisa. Just you go from Tami Doraisa to Doraisa doesn't mean you go from Isra Drabanan to Doraisa. And how do we know that? Because the Braisa is Suffolk Mashkin. Right, basically, if you wanted to do Suffolk, that teaches you what's Doraisa, what's Drabanan. Any Doraisa is Suffolk Doraisa to Chumra. Any Drabanan is Suffolk Drabanan to Kula. Well, for the sake of simplicity, Li Tame Tame La Tame Chirim Tardu Meir. Meir says to be Bekabel Tumah is Doraisa. To be with Tame other things is only Darabanan. Like we just said, Achinah Rulaz are Omer Kibar Yehudah Merlo Kol Tumah. He says no. Bein to be Bekabel Tumah, Bein to be Tame other things is Doraisa. Rabbi Yosef Rishon Rambam Lo Ochlan Tumah Lo Kelim Tahorim. They say well to be Bekabel Tumah, to be Bekabel Tame Ochlan, which is our Mishnah is Doraisa. To be Tame Kelim is only Darabanan. Okay, let's just put this on the board. One second, I'm sorry. The book time comes back soon. Okay. Let's just review what we've said until now and then try to answer up the Rambam very quickly. Because this is our last year of the year. Next year is a new semester. Summer's one. What are Rav Meir and Rav Yossi arguing about? Says Rav Yochanan that in Sha'azayin Lekuli Alma Mutter, which means you're going from Iser Da'araisa to Tumah Da'araisa. That's Mutter Lekuli Alma. Going from Iser Da'araisa to Tumah Da'araisa is Mutter Lekuli Alma. What's the machlokes? Sha'avav, that's the machlokes, going from Eser Derabanan to Tumah Daraisa. Okay, again, all of these might be a little more complicated. I'm just going to read the Barakit Shuto. That is the machlokes. That is where Reb Meir says Mutter and Reb Yossi says Usher, right? What's the basis of the machlokas? The basis of the machlokas is what's the case of the Mishnah? Based on the Shita and Mashkin, the case of the Mishnah, according to Rav Meir, was going from Tumah Darabanan to Tumah Daraisa. And therefore, that is a good makor for Shavuot. But according to Rav Yossi, the case in the Mishnah is going from Tumah Daraisa. Because he goes from Mashkin every time other things be Daraisa to Tumah Daraisa. If it's going from Tumah Daraisa to Tumah Daraisa, then that's a good makor for Shashmias. But not for Shashisis. Okay. What if it's Lachish hold? What does Rich Lakish hold about the shuls? We know he argues about the Divrehem. Not Divrehem, because he's got a koan in. Divrehem, Rabbi Lezer, or Rabbi Yeshua, meaning the Divrehem Yeshua half of it. What does he hold to say back to Rabbi Yochanan? It seems pretty clear to me, I can't promise, that he doesn't hold the exact same thing as Rabbi Yochanan, that they agree in Shashmias and they argue in Shashishis. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says they agree in Shashmias, they argue in Shashishis. Lema, the Gemara says, well, that makes sense if he holds that if midivrei rochenis kana kodem. Remember the rule of contrapositive? If A implies B, then not B implies not A. So he holds the argument on the shashishas. Therefore, that makes sense because he holds me give her a thing is kind of quiet. That means Rish Lakish will be Rabbi Yeshua, and he doesn't hold the Argus Shashishis, because then he would have said me give her a thing is kind of quiet, perhaps. So what does Rish Lakish hold? That's Lechora Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos in Daf Tesva and Beis, when they introduce Rabbi Yochanan and say, name he holds like Rechinius, Midibrei, Rechinius, Tanakon, and argue, and what would have been otherwise? L'chor, what would have been otherwise? Rish Lakish. Tosfos hints that he adopted a base. L'chor, there are two possibilities. I'm not sure. Not sure. It never says, it's funny, Rish Lakish never weighs in at what time period are they arguing about. He never says. He never says the Raisa, the Rabban on anything. It seems that, based on Rashi, Adaf Tesva and Beis, you might say that they argue. What does Rashi say? Well, if you learn from Yeshua, your mantra even Sha'arabias Bachamishis. Right? Because your mantra ain't as holy as Ibad, right? That's the whole point. Learning from the God. When it's holy for Ibad. So Al Pi Rashi, that's the Torah Beis, you might say that no. That, but you don't. Okay, that's what Rav Meir's matter. We're not sure yet what Rav Yossi is. We're not sure exactly what Rav Yossi is. Oh, sir, you know what? It's very hard to know. Maybe we'll not commit ourselves because we don't know what Rav Meir holds. We don't know what Rav Yossi holds. Okay, Turkey, and this Rav Yochanan. Who do we pass like in the Machlokes of Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish? What's the rule? We should always pass like Rav Yochanan. Okay, if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, who would we pass like? But then Machlokes or Meir and Rabbi Yossi. You need to know the Gemara Erevin. Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Yossi. We always pass like Rabbi Yossi. Right. So the Rambam Beishmashai says pass like Rabbi Yossi. What should come out then if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and we hold like we're not sure what Rish Lakish thinks Rabbi Yossi holds and Rabbi Meir thinks. That's many possibilities. But look over what should we pass again? L'chora the psak is k'Rab Yossi aliba de Rab Yochanan, because the rule is we always pass like Rab Yossi. And for the Rambam, he writes the Perish Mishnayis, we hold like Rab Yossi. And we always pass like Rab Yochanan. The Perish Mishnayis, the Rambam pulls Rab Yochanan's analysis, right? This is Mefurish Rambam. This is also sort of Mefurish Rambam Pirish HaMishnah. Pirish HaMishnah. So what should come out? What should come out is that even B'Shashishis, it's Asher to burn Dahura with Tveya, but B'Shashishis is Mutter, right? So the Hora the Psak is that B'Shazayin, it's Mutter, and B'Shavav, it's Asher. Okay. What about on Daf Chof and Beis? And Daf Chof and Beis, the Brisa says, we don't have time to read the whole thing. Yudal Lecholios B'Shabbos, the Varm School of Shabbos, going back to the Erev Shabbos, like enough Yud Gimel. The Serpent was Tmeya's Fluis and Horus to Rebbe. Rebbe says you can burn Tahor with a Tmeya. And Rebbe Yossi says Tahor with the Atzma. And Rebbe Yossi and Shimon both have been Tahor with the Atzma. So, we pass like Rebbe Yossi, so B'Shav Vav is Aser, and likewise, Erev Shabbos is Aser. Okay. That's what we should think. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Pirush Mishnayis and in the Mishnah Torah are both very similar. What's the problem with the Rambam? In the Mishnah Torah, he ends with saying, "Va'alachik Rabbi Yossi ba'amarin sorfin Torah metzim." Avar Rabbi Yossi Omer, our boss are shecholios b'shabbos. It's our lisser v'kol milifnei Shabbos. Ain't sorfin el tmei latzma Torah latzma tuli latzma. Rabbi Yossi says, on Friday, when you have Friday, you have Gimel, you have to burn everything for Shabbos, you have to burn Tmei and Tahor separately. And Halacha Rabbi Yossi brought me Sofer Torah and Tmei. He all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'Shashishis, he all of a sudden changed that to Erev Shabbos. And he's consistent. He says in the Perish Mishnah, he says in the Hilchos Tomei Tomatzah in the Mishnah Torah, Ha'yilok Yigor's Ramesh Al-Trum, Sofer Erev Shabbos, of Torah about Tmeya v'Yisroel. El Sori Torah Latzma Tmeya Latzma Pluya Latzma. Well, Meniach Benetzor Etzkei. Why does the Rambam? What does the Rambam sound like? Look at the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Rambam. All right, the Magid Mishnah doesn't really get involved in this. It says the Kesef Mishnah. Tema Damasha the Davka he could serve the surfer Erev Shabbos. You don't should call the Yos Erev Pesach for Shabbos. That Katul Matas Mani Surah. Sounds like only when there's no Isser. I've only have a Matas Mani Surah. Don't should call the Yos Erev Pesach Shayim Yeshua. Feel the Yerav Torah Tomato. A less than one. But more to Bruce Tafalo Hilkum. More did not make this section. Rabbi Yochanan says even Shashishas they argue. Right? And the Lechem Mishnah says, okay, Mishashish does, but that's not clear in the Rambam. What's the basic problem? The problem is that in the Rambam, what does he say? Perish of Mishnayis plus Mishnah Torah. He is consistent, the Rambam. He is consistent in the Perish of Mishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. Says the Rambam, the Erev Shabbos is also. That's all he says. Erev Shabbos, you can't bring Torah with Shmaya. Why doesn't he say anything about Shashish? And what's clearly the implication? The implication of Erev Shabbos, you can't burn Tameya with Kohora. Pashas, the implication is that, but in Shavuot, you can. Because otherwise, you should have told us, even in Shashish, you can't. The Kol Shkin and Erev Shabbos. Right, so here's a big Machlok Zachronim, and I only like one side of Machlok Zachronim. Some Achronim say, of course, he also meant the Shashish, you can't. He just didn't tell us that. And they come with all kinds of excuses. Why not? The Sefer Kovet says that, and the Orsa Meach says that, and the Maaser Rokeach says that. So what are the two drachim? One derech is, says the Sefer Kovet, and the Maaser Rokeach. I'm sure I could add more. I just looked at it. I glanced at a few in the Bar Ilan. And the Orsa Meach says, the Gam is Shashishis Aser. Of course also Aser Shashishis. He didn't bother to tell us that. And then I want to just explain why he only talked about Erev Shabbos, not Shashishas. I find that to be very, very difficult shot in the Rambam, meaning the Rambam is supposed to be clear. The Rambam could have just said it's Aser B'Shashishas, and then we would have known all the Kolshkin on Erev Shabbos, or even if you want to teach the Chiddush about Erev Shabbos, you could have told it's Erev Shabbos and Shashishas. Well, what's the Pashup shot? Pashup shot is, I think the Pashup shot, and this is what the Rekev said. Rusal mentioned Gavri. You know, I don't think there's a point to just make a gazillion. That's not my point. My point is, I think the Pashup shot is that Aval Bishashishis Mutter. That's Pashup shot of the Rambam. It's only Osir and Erev Shabbos. It's Mutter Bishashishis. But then he's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Even on the Perish Mishnayis, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan's whole analysis of the Mashkin and everything. Right? Okay, with first verse, de nechleku bit Thomas Mashkin. Ke kefi shapirshu shapirish Rabbi Yochanan. So what's pshat? Anyone want to say what's pshat in the street for Rambam? Again, you want to be a stubborn person and not be my friend and just say, oh, he also made his Aser B'Shashishis, he just didn't bother to tell us. You can. But if you read the Rambam Davka, no, Rabbi Yochanan says they argue Shashishis and on Erev Shabbos. So first they argue Erev Shabbos and Dafkaf. The Rambam thinks, no, we only answer in Erev Shabbos when you matter in Shashishis. Why is that? Why would the Rambam say such strange things against the words of Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, he might not be against Rabbi Yochanan, but against what we think based on Rabbi Yochanan. What's the one key to understanding this? Exactly, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Meir about Tumas Mashkin. Both appears from Shias, he says that, and in the Mishnah Torah Shara of Zatumah. Meaning, here's the problem. The Rambam Paskins wants the Paslik Rabbi Yossi, the rule is to always Paslik Rabbi Yossi, but he Paslik Rabbi Meir about Tumas Mashkin. So what's Pshat? What's the key to understanding the Rambam? The key to understanding the Rambam is very Pashut. It's just that the Rambam wanted a Paslik Rabbi Yossi the Gamrei, but he couldn't Paslik Rabbi Yossi the Gamrei. Because Tumas Mashkin is Drabbanan. And since, what's Pshat? Why? Because it's very Pashat. Rabbi Yossi says, Bishavad is Aser, and Be'erev Shabbos is Aser. This is Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, Rabbi Yochanan. And this is Daf Chaf Amid Beis, Abraisa. Rabbi Meir says, Bishashishis is Mutter. That's and the Erev Shabbos is Mutter. The rule is the Pasuk like Rabbi Yossi. On the problem. The Rambam paskins that Tumas Mashkin, the Tami Yechir, was only Rabbanan. Therefore, he has to pass like Rabbi Meir on Shashishis, forced to agree, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir by Tumas Mashkin. Okay, why? He has his reasons in Taurus, which we're not getting into now. Therefore, Shashishis, he has the Basel for Meir against Rielsi. He passed the for Meir that Tumas Mashkin and Tamash Hirim is Drabbanan. So therefore, the Basel of Shemi Skana Kohanim is only Drabbanan. He's only like Rabbi Yochanan. He only like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to pass in Shashishis, the same thing you pass in about Tumas Mashkin. He only like Rabbi Yochanan. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, that he doesn't have fast like. That's an extension. Just because a drug, it's a drug bond on you're allowed to be a tame, because that's proof of the Thomas Mashkin, doesn't mean a heter you're allowed to be a tame. That's an extension of Rameyer. That extension of Rameyer, very past like Rabbi Yosef, because the rule is halacha kirab Yosef, and it's not forced by he's not forced by his shita on Tumas Mashkin. I understand. Rabbi Meir Yosef himself didn't differentiate. Rabbi Meir says, I have proof from Tumas Mashkin Drabbanan that you can take Nisr Drabbanan and Mitamiyat. And likewise, you can take Heter and Mitamiyat as long as holy from the Ebud. And Rabbi Yosef says back, you have no proof. Maishin and Tumas Mashkin, you can't even count Nisr Drabbanan. Call Shikain, not a Heter. So the Rambam says, when Rabbi Meir has a proof, I accept his proof. When he extends his proof, then I pass like Rabbi Yosef, because I love his Rabbi Meir Yosef, I love Rabbi Yosef. That's what a whole bunch of Rabbi Meir say. And Yeshua says it almost this way. The Mishnah says it this way. And just push up shot. I think we just look at the Rambam. You know, as soon as you read this Gemara, you see a strange Rambam. You look at the Mishnah, you see how we pass like Tumas Mashkin. I think it should be obviously this shot in the Rambam. This shot in the Rambam. I don't know why I have to quote a billion Achronim if it's obviously shot in the Rambam. But I think that's shot in the Rambam. Okay. As far as we are going to get in Orlar Basar, which I think is a great accomplishment, and shalach to everyone for the great year of learning together, and for some of us, we'll just be continuing straight, regular schedule, as if nothing changed, except for flipping to a different parak, Meretz Hashem for the fifth parak for Summer's Bond, which we're very excited about coming up. Shalach. His svara is because it's holy for the Ebud. His svara is because it's holy for the Ebud.
Not far from what shares the Rambam, but specifically with the fact that the 7 hours, as far as what Tumas Mashkin, we know he owes differently, we'll say he owes over the mayor.
Say that again.
Meaning we won't say, we don't have to stress the Rambam to hold that idea that holds the Ebud, even on the Erev Shabbos. Specifically, we know he aligned with very, very far about why Shashishis is butcher, and that's why he has to go like that.
Yeah.
The possibility that Rashi raises is